Title: Women-Owned Small Business Self-Certification Ends October 15, 2020 when SBA begins requiring formal government-issued or third-party certifications for awards. Content: Beginning October 15, 2020, the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, implementing the 2015 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, will begin requiring women-owned small businesses, WOSBs, and economically disadvantaged WOSBs, EDWASBs, to undergo a formal certification process to be eligible under the Procurement Program for Women-Owned Small Business Concerns, the FEE program. Thus, WOSBs and EDWASBs no longer will be allowed to self-certify that they meet the program requirements to compete for set-aside or sole-source contracts, as has been the case for the last few decades. Instead, WOSBs and EDWASBs now must apply for a formal government-issued certification at https://beta.certify.sba.gov, which includes creating an account and uploading the necessary paperwork to establish eligibility. 13 CFR Subpart C 127.300 127.356 Annually, the government aims to award 5% of its contracting dollars to WOSBs. And, as we discussed previously, in FY 2019 the government exceeded that goal, awarding $26 billion in WOSB prime contracts. The new certification requirements aim to give SBA more oversight over WOSB and EDWASB concerns as this market segment continues to grow, and also is designed to limit the risk of awarding contracts to ineligible businesses, which is a greater risk when a vendor is allowed to self-certify. The SBA began accepting applications on July 15, 2020, and will begin issuing certification decisions on or about October 15, 2020. The SBA certification process is free. WOSBs and EDWASBs may, however, continue to use fee-based third-party certifiers, but must upload proof of certification through the SBA portal. Further, woman-owned businesses may submit evidence of certification in the 8A program and/or U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Center for Verification and Evaluation certification as a service-disabled veteran-owned business or veteran-owned business. SBA will issue a letter of certification for eligible WOSBs and EDWASBs. Businesses will need to update their certification information once a year and recertify every 3 years. You should take care in submitting your certification applications, as the SBA has discretion to rely only on information submitted, to request additional information, or to verify information before making an eligibility determination. You must be, 1, a small business under the applicable NAICS code, and, 2, at least 51% owned and controlled by one or more women who are U.S. citizens. 13 CFR 127.200 EDWASBs additionally must be unconditionally owned and controlled by one or more economically disadvantaged women, meaning that they have a net worth of less than $750,000, excluding interest in the business and primary home equity. 13 CFR 124.104 127.200 All representations and supporting information must be complete and accurate as of the date of submission. Further, you are required to notify SBA of any changes that may affect your eligibility after submitting an application. Moreover, SBA may conduct further examinations at any time after a business submits its application, including during processing and after certification. Failure to cooperate or submit information or failure to notify SBA of changes affecting eligibility may result in SBA making an adverse inference and denying certification. SBA will notify each applicant within 15 days of applying whether the application package is complete. If it is not, SBA will advise the applicant of what additional information or clarification is required to complete the application. In general, SBA will make a determination within 90 days after receiving a complete application. If the business wins a contract while the certification is pending, the contracting officer must inform SBA and the application will, generally, be prioritized and decided within 15 days of award. A business must, however, already be certified by the SBA in order to receive a WOSB or EDWASB sole source award. SBA will notify a business in writing if the business has been proposed for decertification, stating the reasons. The WOSB or EDWASB must respond to each of the reasons within 20 calendar days. If SBA declines to certify or decertifies a business, the business may reapply for certification after 90 days if it becomes eligible.